Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we're joined by Knoxville High School science teacher Ryan Richardson to talk about Friday night's celestial events. Friday night, there's a big thing going on. I'll just let you tell Mr. Richardson what exactly is going on in the skies on Friday night.
Soon after February 10th here, we should have access to a comet in the night sky. And I can't tell you the name of the comet off the top of my head, but if you look at any popular astronomy website, including Astronomy Magazine or Sky and Telescope Magazine, we should be able to find it. And it just happened to pop up on a screen here. Comet 45P should be visible and be a good show through any telescope.
So now with the comet coming on Friday, you also have an eclipse and a full moon. How rare is this?
I'm sure we could come up with statistics of some kind, but I don't know those off the top of my head. Of course, full moons happen every 28 days. They're pretty common and oftentimes come along with fantastic names like harvest moon, blood moon, new moon, blue moon, and so on. And so they're pretty common every 28 days. Seeing a comet is quite rare. Some of us that are old enough will remember Comet Hale-Bopp or Halley's Comet. And of course, Halley's Comet doesn't come around every once but 75 years. I will not see either of those two again in my lifetime. Some of those are once-in-a-lifetime occurrences.
Now this comet, do we know when the next time this will be coming around, or is it one of those comets, like those comets, are going to take forever?
I think this one is one of those that will take forever. You know, 200-plus years to make it clear out past Pluto's orbit and finally come around back towards the sun. Yeah, 200-plus years from now. And who knows? It may break apart. The sun may cause it significant damage as it goes close to the sun. The last comet I tried to view ended up going around behind the sun and did not make an appearance as it came back around. Comets are also called dirty snowballs. And as they get close to the sun, a lot of that water that's frozen will evaporate, creating the comet's tail, or even cause the whole comet to break apart if it comes unfrozen and just becomes unstable. And it'll just break apart into lots of pieces and kind of disappear from our view.
So that's a cool event that's going to be happening Friday night. Another real cool event is this eclipse. I can't say exactly how to say it right. Maybe you can tell me how it is, but explain this eclipse as opposed to normal eclipses.
Eclipses can be broken into two major types. Lunar eclipses occur when the moon is on the Earth's side away from the sun, such that Earth's shadow falls onto the moon and causes the moon to appear dark. Solar eclipses are different. That's when the moon passes between the Earth and the sun, and it just so happens that the moon's size relative to the sun's size is proportional to the moon's distance away from us and the sun's distance away from us, so that when they get in the way of each other, it appears as though the moon really blocks out the sun's size almost exactly. And that's just kind of a quirk of being in our part of the solar system where we are. This particular eclipse is going to be a lunar eclipse, and not the fantastic type where the moon goes totally dark in the full-blown part of Earth's shadow called the umbra. This will be a penumbra shadow that crosses the moon. It'll make the moon appear dim, but not completely dark.
So with the dimness of that eclipse, will it make it harder to possibly spot the comet?
That'll actually make the comet viewing or the viewing of any other dim object easier. Most astronomers have difficulty viewing lots of distant, faint, fuzzy objects in the night sky. When the moon is so bright, it really kind of whites out lots of things in that neighborhood. So blocking out that full moon or even waiting until a new moon to see faint, fuzzy objects is a much better viewing time.
Now, moving forward tonight, what other celestial events do we have coming up, or maybe not even just coming up, but throughout the year that you can look to the sky and see?
Let me say one more thing about the timing on these three events. Of course, full moons happen once every 28 days. A lunar eclipse is fairly rare. You might get one or two of those in a year, depending on when the Earth has turned so that you're in the night sky and have a chance to see it. But seeing a comet shows up, you know, kind of rarely. This particular comet should be visible for almost a month, though, as they move fairly slowly towards the sun, as compared to the lunar eclipse, which will be happening over a period of hours, or a solar eclipse, which happens over a period of just a few minutes. Speaking of solar eclipses, the event that I'm really looking forward to will happen on August 21st of 2017, just a few months away. And that's a full-blown solar eclipse, such that the Earth's viewpoint will be in the shadow of the moon. So sunlight will pass by the moon, the moon's shadow hits the Earth, and that shadow will cause a dark spot to pass across Nebraska and across Missouri. In Iowa, we're not going to see a totality version of that eclipse where the entire sun is blocked out, but a partial solar eclipse. If you really want to see a good map showing the path of the moon's complete shadow or totality, look up 2017 North American solar eclipse, and you'll find maps and all sorts of great information about where to go and how to view it.
Thanks to Knoxville High School science teacher Ryan Richardson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.